Another new COVID record in the U.S. More than 145,000 people hospitalized with the virus. Still, U.S. President Joe Biden is sounding optimistic.
I'm confident we're on the right track. Thank you all.
Polls show much of the country disagrees. One problem? Testing. This is Boston. And here in Missouri, long lines to get a test, and results are taking longer to come back.
Everywhere we've been, it's been a line like this.
This is what testing looks like in most of the country. The other option, at-home tests, but they are expensive and really hard to find. Same with masks. The government says Omicron means everyone needs better masks if you can find and afford them. So some local governments have begun giving them out.
I'm just coming to get the mask. I can't find any of the stuff that the tape 95s. They're just so expensive and it'll take 2-3 weeks to get them.
At this Senate hearing, the focus was supposed to be on how to make it all better, but it often got contentious, with Republicans launching personal attacks on the nation's chief COVID advisor, who says he is receiving death threats because of it.
So I ask myself, why would Senator want to do this? So go to Rand Paul website and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says, contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20, $100. So you are making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain.
So here's the problem. Case numbers are extremely high, but hospitalizations usually follow those by about 3 weeks, and hospitals are already stretched. This one, several times, has had to simply tell ambulance drivers, don't come here. We are just quite out of beds.
The Biden administration says they are ramping up the production of medicines, masks, tests, but those are weeks, maybe months away, and the situation is getting worse by the day. And after saying it wouldn't be needed, authorities admit they are working on a vaccine for the Omicron variant and working on others that could work on the next variant that comes after that.
Omicron is likely not to be the last curveball this virus throws at us.
Nearly 2 years on, and once again, hospitals are stretched. Lives are being lost, and every day, new signs that life is far from returning to normal. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Maryland.